Nobody in this city should be living in the shadows. It's not right that people are destitute and are having to scrape around desperate in this city. My name is Philip Clark and I am a project worker on the Liverpool Asylum Outreach and Support Project. It's a partnership project between ourselves, Refugee Action, Red Cross and a local charity Asylum Link. It's aimed at supporting people out of destitution or preventing them becoming destitute in the first place. I've worked for Refugee Action now for 2 years and it's always been something I've wanted to do in my life. My great grandfather came over here as a refugee from Guyana and it's something that I feel passionate about. Refugee Action, our element of the project, is to provide information sessions to basically give them the knowledge, empower them through that knowledge to understand and be able to make informed decisions about their future when they encounter problems. The whole ethos of my briefing sessions is be prepared, be prepared, be prepared. When I'm speaking to people at the briefing sessions, it's quite evident really that people don't want to think about some of the issues that they may face in the future. You know, people want to think about the fact that they're going to be granted status and everything's going to be okay. It's important that they understand that there is the possibility that they might be refused. And I don't want them to have to face a crisis if they're refused and they don't know what to do. I want them to be able to understand what they might do. The project approaches destitution in three ways. Firstly, it's to give people information to prevent becoming destitute. And secondly, it's about giving people that information so that if they ever did become destitute, how would they get out of that destitution? And thirdly, it's enabling people to manage with destitution itself, being able to cope if they're in that situation. What we're talking about is people having to live with their friends one night. The next night they're having to live with another friend. They have to go to local charities to get food. If they're lucky, they can locate a local food bank. It's really quite a hard existence. Red Cross are providing English lessons, give people the skills to try and negotiate not just the asylum system, but also obviously the lives that they have to live in this country. Asylum Link, they're sort of at the end of the road, really. They have a specialist caseworker who is or will help people when they're in a very vulnerable situation and they need one-to-one casework support to try and get the support that they're entitled to, whether that be from social services or whether it be from the Home Office. We want this project to have a legacy in this city after the 5 years. And we want to make sure, as a partnership between Refugee Action, Red Cross and Asylum Link, that we influence the wider city, not just the city council, but also the other organisations in this city to really make a lasting difference.